Good morning, a Friday morning. With us, Melissa Mangini, of course, the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
A rather disturbing analysis by an NYU professor about colleges likely to perish. They looked across New York, and you've got the story about the colleges in our region that were in this analysis.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a controversial analysis. The professor from New York University has used a formula to determine the outlook of more than 400 colleges and universities due to the financial strain that the pandemic has caused. In the Capital Region, the Sage Colleges and Skidmore College were both named among those with a dire potential fate in the analysis. Christopher Ames, who's the president of Sage Colleges, said the prediction the college will perish is unfounded, adding that Professor Scott Galloway scored the schools based on metrics that he chose arbitrarily. Galloway used multiple data sources to come up with a score, including the U.S. Department of Education, U.S. News and World Report, and Niche.com's student life scores. He used those scores together to predict the fate of each college, labeling them under thrive, survive, struggle, or perish. The data set, though, is not peer-reviewed, and Galloway calls it a working document. He acknowledges that there are many variables not included in the numbers that may bolster individual scores, and he welcomes the feedback. Ames says Sage ended the 2019-2020 academic year in the black, without any layoffs or furloughs, even after refunding half of the spring semester's room and board. Skidmore issued a statement saying each institution has its own unique circumstances that cannot be fully captured by a set of data points, and that it has a balanced budget for fiscal year 2020 and 2021. One of the variables in the study is how many students commute versus pay for room and board. President Ames at Sage says about half of the college's enrollment is graduate students, and more than half of the undergrad students also commute, which means only a small amount of revenue is coming from room and board. But the main reason Ames thinks Sage is doing well compared to the others is because of its financial cushion. In 2017, the college had a nearly $5 million deficit that Ames has turned now into a $3.7 million surplus over the past couple of years. The other local colleges, including in Galloway's study, were RPI, expected to survive, University at Albany, also expected to survive, and Union College, which was expected to thrive.
We've been speaking with Melissa Mangini. She's the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read this story and more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you.